If the bonanza hasn't got it, it isn't. You are entering the bonanza department. Welcome. If the bonanza hasn't got it, it isn't.
Don't you think the big news too? They're still great. Anyway, we can't have a pie, darling.
I'm all fine today, thank
you. You are entering the Bonanza department store. Welcome. If the Bonanza hasn't got it, it isn't.
18 stories high. Anything from a spool of thread to complete equipment for an 8-month safari into the Congo. My last chance. The Bonanza. Well, if I can't get it here, then... which floor, I wonder?
Beyond Midnight.
Why don't you watch me? Watch. I'm never frightened of women until I come into a place like this, and then I yearn for the Amazon, for the deep, green jungle, twilight, and peace. Oh, sorry. What am I saying sorry for? I've never seen such a big woman as that. Miss Concrete Mixer 1969. Oh, how on earth am I to... I'll beat him by strategy. Number 12. While they're all running and fighting for number 4.
Going up.
Yes.
Nobody else?
Not this trip. Floor?
I don't know. Matter of fact, I don't even know if the store's got what I'm looking for. Sells it.
A motto of Bonanza is...
If the Bonanza hasn't got it, it isn't.
Right.
I'm looking for a distilling outfit. It's a copper tank with coils of copper tubing, used for distilling water. Where I'm going, you see, you can't drink the water because it's contaminated by... You see?
Oh, yes, we have the same trouble out where I live. We can't drink the lake water. 13th floor...
Yes, what can I do for you? Yes, can I help you?
What kind of store is this? Empty up here. It's like a... Well, there's nobody anywhere.
Is there anything special you wanted?
Yes, a water distilling set.
Of course, sir.
Oh, you've got them.
The Bonanza has everything, sir. If you'll kindly step this way, sir. Miss Carmichael, will you show this gentleman a distilling outfit, please?
How large would you like it to be, sir?
She is the most... beautiful.
Sir?
Smoothest skin I've ever seen. Hair.
How big would you like the distilling outfit to be, sir?
Like spun gold.
Pardon, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, distilling set, you see.
Oh, there they are, sir.
I'll take it.
Which one?
Anyone. It doesn't matter.
But you must have a certain size in mind for your purpose.
Yes, of course. That one's too small.
Oh, it's 5 gallons.
I'll need at least 10 gallons. You see, I'm going on a trip up the Amazon, and there'll be at least 10 men in the party, and we'll need a lot of water.
Yes. Well, that one's 10 grams, right?
I'd say that was perfect. Yes, I'll take it.
Just the tank or the complete set?
Oh, complete set, of course.
Oh, not as much as I thought. Professor Westmacott thought it might cost as much as...
Would you, could you have it delivered, please?
Yes, sir. The address, please.
Richard Javelin, 37A, Pickering Apartments, Pickering Place. What time does the store close?
6 o'clock, sir.
I was thinking, I mean, would you go somewhere and have a drink with me, or perhaps dinner? Thank you.
The employee's entrance, about 5 minutes after 6.
Oh, wonderful. I'll be waiting for you.
Thank you, Mr. Javelin.
Thank you.
6:05. Until then, bye. Did you get what you wanted?
Everything.
Done. Service, sir. That's my motto.
Well, I thought it was if the Bonanza hasn't got it, it isn't.
Oh, that's the store's motto, sir. My personal one is service, sir. Did you get what you wanted, sir?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Sorry? Well, why should you be sorry?
Ninth floor. Is this the employee's entrance?
Oh, thanks. They'll be coming out quite soon, won't they? They're just on 6. Yes, almost dead on.
Somebody?
Yes, young lady.
Well, they're all out now. Nearly 6:15. All out by now every night. Never any more after this time.
Well, she must have been delayed or something.
Slow arriving, they all are. Never slow to leave. Me? I've been coming here...
Well, I couldn't have missed her. I just couldn't have.
Mister?
No, impossible. I've been waiting... Oh, well, it was before 6. You saw me.
Did I?
Well, yes, you looked at me. Don't you remember?
No. Then my memory's bad.
She couldn't have left earlier.
Not that I know of. What's her name?
Yes, of course you'll have all... Yes, it's Carmichael.
I don't know her Christian name, I'm afraid, but her surname's Carmichael.
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 A-B-C. Carmen? Carpenter? Carter? No. No, Carmichael.
Carmichael. C-A-R-M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
I can spell. No Carmichael working here. I'm closing the gates now. You'll have to go.
But I...
Closing, you see.
I met her upstairs.
Couldn't stay here, could you? I mean...
Upstairs, and the manager... What? He called her by her name, you see.
Carmichael?
Carmichael.
Carmichael. No Carmichael working here. Not at the Bonanza.
But the manager or floor walker or whatever you call him, I heard him say a name.
Maybe he was the boyfriend and wanted to put you off.
No, I'm sure that wasn't the case.
I'm closing the gates now. You'll have to go.
You are entering the Bonanza department store. Welcome. If the Bonanza hasn't got it, it isn't. You are entering the Bonanza department. Welcome. If the Bonanza hasn't got it...
Oh, sorry.
Come.
It isn't.
floor. May the delivery gloves, handbags, accessories.
Thank you.
Thank you. Floor 12. Which do you want, sir?
13, please.
I beg your pardon?
Floor 13, please.
There isn't any 13.
Pardon?
I said there isn't a floor 13.
But this is ridiculous. I want the 13th floor.
The building hasn't got a 13th floor. It jumps from 12 to 14. Some people are superstitious. This is 14. This is the one you want.
No, I want the 13. Please don't you tell me what I want. I know.
Do you?
Yes.
This is really the 13th floor, only we call it the 14th.
No, I was in the store yesterday and I bought something on the 13th floor. Not this floor, the 13th. I made a purchase on the 13th proper, you see.
This isn't the floor?
It wasn't furniture I bought.
All right, I'll take you back to the 12th then.
I looked at the 12th, it wasn't curtains I bought.
Well, which floor do you want then?
I told you, 13.
Look, it isn't the 12th floor, it isn't the 14th, it's the 13th, only we haven't got a 13th. I mean, I ought to know. I've been going up and down in this lift all day long from 9:30 till 6 for 2 years. And I have never seen a 13th floor.
But I made a purchase on the 13th floor yesterday.
You want to go down to information?
Yes. Yes, I do. That's what I want to do, go down to information. There were copper kettles and things, too. No, not kitchenware. Floor 13. No, I know everybody says there isn't a 13th floor, but I went there yesterday, and I'm not mad. Not yet. You see, I'm afraid I'm going to run out of patience if this goes on. There. There, do you see? There. There's my receipt. The item. The address. The cost of the item. The date. The date. The date. Good gracious. I think I'd better speak with the manager, if that's possible, please.
You say, sir, you made a purchase yesterday and received this slip?
I did make a purchase and receive that slip, yes, on the 13th floor.
Yesterday?
Yes. I mean, the date's a bit... There's nothing else wrong, is there? Is there?
You see, sir, this is one of our old sales slips.
Oh, really? Well, that's nothing to do with me, is it?
Just a moment, please.
Hello, Mr. Bailey. An unusual, shall we say, situation has arisen. There's a gentleman here, a Mr. Javelin, and he has one of our old sales slips here, the kind we haven't used for years. Now, he maintains he made the purchase yesterday and asks for a refund. And
I don't ask for a refund.
One moment, sir. Yes. 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 Mr. Bailey wants to know what the complaint is. He doesn't want a refund. Oh, you did hear that, Mr. Bailey. Yes. Only, you see, the trouble is, this gentleman said he made the purchase yesterday, and not only is the slip one of our old ones, the date on it says 1949, and we all know it's 1970 now, and... Yes, Mr. Bailey.
Oh, just a mistake, I suppose.
This stilling outfit, Mr. Bailey. Yes. Yes. No, I haven't seen one for years either. No, you want me to ask him that? What?
Mr. Bailey wants to know what you're playing at, sir.
I beg your pardon? Listen, I'm not playing at anything. I don't want a refund either, you understand? And I'm not trying to swindle anyone or anything. I want to see the sales lady who sold me the distilling set. There's no law against that, is there?
Why do you want to see her? You can hear our conversation, all right, can you, Mr. Bailey? Oh, yes, of course.
Could you step a pace nearer, Mr. Javelin, please? It's Mr. Bailey, you see, our store detective, you see. And he would like to hear everything that... you see?
Oh, what is this, detective? Why can't he come down?
His feet are very bad at this time of the year.
No, I was just telling Mr. Javelin about your feet, Mr. Bailey. You don't want him to know about your... Yes, quite.
Listen, I agreed to meet this young lady that same evening, last night at just after six. She didn't appear. I want to ask her why she let me down, that's all.
All right. Yes. Yes, Mr. Bailey.
The Bonanza store has a rule. Sales ladies do not make dates with customers. We can't help you in this matter at all. And besides...
Listen, I am about to become very angry indeed.
Why, sir, you come here with a sales slip 21 years old and say you made a purchase yesterday. I would like to know how you got it.
I told you. Listen, are you the detective, or is that man Bailey the detective?
Ah, really, I've had enough. Good. Now, why don't you just leave nice and quietly? Go to the fourth floor and have a coffee or something. Hmm?
Let me have that sales slip thing, then.
Better leave it here. Hmm?
Excuse me.
Yes? Oh,
it's you.
Yes.
I thought you worked with lifts. 2 years from 9:30 till six, you see.
We're not so busy today. Unit is sick, so they said I must go to reception. This is reception. Can I help you?
Yes, I think so. I want to see the owner of this store.
Well, Mr. Orpington's the owner. But you don't want to see him, of course.
Yes, I do.
Have you an appointment?
No, but I want to see him just the same.
You have to make an appointment.
All right, make one.
You'll have to see Mr. Clemson about that. Mr. Clemson is his private secretary. He's away at the moment.
You find somebody else for me, then.
All right, then. Oh, Mr. Underman. There's a gentleman here for Mr. Orpington. Pardon? No. Yes. Oh. All right. Bye, sir. Direct line, you see. Straight to Mr. Orpington's personal assistant.
Very nice. Well?
Mr. Underman will see.
I don't want to see Mr. Underman. I want to see Mr. Orpington.
You'll have to see Mr. Underman first, I'm afraid. Straight down the aisle there. Take the first on the left and it's number three on the right. 1, 2, 3 on the right. Right?
Come in. I've... Oh, my...
What do you want again?
I've come to see Mr. Orpington.
What about?
Well, you know.
But it is personal. Please.
Mr. Orpington never sees anyone without an appointment. You said your name was Javelin, didn't you?
That's right. Mr. Orpington's private secretary makes appointments, I was told, so could you? I must see Mr. Orpington.
You're not Richard Javelin, are you?
Richard Javelin's my name, yes.
Richard Javelin, the noted anthropologist?
I'm an anthropologist, yes.
Well, I'm glad to make your acquaintance. I really am. My hobby is natural science. As a matter of fact, I buy current geography every week. I read your article on the tribes of the Upper Amazon. Isn't that funny?
I wasn't aware of the comedy potential of my article.
Pardon? No. No, I didn't mean... I understand you're contemplating another trip to the Amazon.
Oh, yes, I am.
But Mr. Orpington isn't interested in that sort of thing, now.
Just the same. Can I see him, please?
Yes, all right. I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes myself, if I may, Mr...
After I've seen Mr. Orpington...
Yes, what is it?
There's a gentleman here.
Oh.
A gentleman wants to see you about an exploring trip to the Amazon, sir.
Yes? Exploring trip?
Well, not exactly, Mr. Orpington. Mr. Ungerman got it a little bit wrong. I want to see you about a purchase I made here yesterday.
What? You wanted to see me about something you bought here?
Yes, a distilling outfit on the 13th floor.
You have the nerve to come to me about a trifling purchase with the complaint department, a return department, and 147 other departments. You blazed your way in here.
Did you say on the 13th floor?
Yes, on the 13th floor. A floor that does not apparently exist in this building.
Let me get this straight. You say you bought a...
Water distilling outfit.
Water distilling outfit.
Yes.
On the 13th floor?
Yes, I had a sales slip for it.
Let me see it.
Mr. Ungerman has it for the moment. I believe the store detective wanted to examine it. It appears that it's a very old one or something. You know, I didn't bargain for...
What was bargain?
Well, it was all right, except that the sales lady made a mistake with the date. At least. Oh, and of course she used a very old sales book. She wrote 1949. Can you imagine? That was very quick.
What day? 1949?
Oh, October the 14th.
This girl, you don't know her name, I suppose?
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I made a date with her, actually. Miss Carmichael. You see, I only recently arrived home from South America, and I'm going back, actually, and Miss Carmichael...
You spoke with her, Miss Carmichael. Was she alone?
Not exactly. Oh, that's what struck me as odd. There was only one other person on the floor. I think he was a manager or something.
His name?
I don't know.
What did he look like?
Tall, quite handsome, 28 perhaps, 30, something like that.
Dark hair?
Yes. And all the time he stood there watching us. I mean, me.
Mr. Orpington, I'll call the doctor, sir. You're not... Mr. Javelin, please forgive us. Mr. Orpington isn't feeling very well. Could we have a talk together sometime, sir, before you go back to the Amazon, perhaps? I'd like to talk to you.
Agamemnon.
Yes, sir. The doctor will be right here, sir. You...
That man who's here...
He's gone, sir.
Call him back. I want to know how he got to the 13th floor. What lift he took.
Going down, sir.
Thank you.
Richard Javelin, noted Amazon explorer, today plunged to his death down a lift shaft in the Bonanza store. Mystery surrounds the death of Javelin, as his death was caused by falling down the shaft of a lift that had not been in use for 21 years. The lift in question was sealed and locked from public use exactly 21 years ago today, when it crashed, carrying to their deaths three persons: the youthful lift operator, Michael Brown, a sales girl, Elaine Carmichael, and Henry Orpington, son of the Bonanza store owner, Alfred Orpington, who at the time was learning the business and working in the capacity of floor walker on the 13th floor. After his son's death, Alfred Orpington sealed up the lift and changed the numbering of the 13th floor to 14. How Richard Javelin got into lift number 12 today is being probed by the police and store officials.
Beyond Midnight is adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe.